T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, Ethan, turn that up. Turn it up. It's KJ and Don Darrow. Sunday morning hate. Thank you so much for being here. 617-779-7937. WEEI's NBA Finals coverage brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name you know when your drains won't flow. By Massimo Zanetti Coffee, where they champion every step of the coffee experience. And by East Coast Metal Roofing, act now and save 10% during their Beat the Heat Savings event, which all leads us into live from San Francisco, it's Mego! Good morning.
Wow, what an intro. What an intro.
You know, KJ, yeah, absolutely. You know, first we have to say congratulations on your move to, I don't know, the locker room, because if there are stories I could tell, my office used to be next to Fourier's, and let me tell you, that guy can let him rip, and I'm not talking about rhymes.
I'm just letting he's contained himself so far. So
yeah, give it 2 months. But congratulations of now being another M in M&F, so it's MMF. And Mark, what do you want to shoot at Mego? Go ahead.
Hey, Mego, thanks for joining us again. Listen, Sure. Obviously, you know, that was a huge win for the Celtics, to say the least. But interesting comments made by Golden State, Draymond Green, even Steph Curry after the game. I think it's because their confidence has been absolutely rattled. Did you get that sense after the game and listening to what they had to say about game one?
It's interesting because, I was there yesterday at Golden State and Celtics practices, and this came up a couple times. We lobbied it both at Derek White, who was kind of singled out in those comments, and at Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr has tried to walk it back a little bit, saying like, oh no, that was like all out of respect. You know, you have to see what they did in the fourth quarter and, you know, say job well done is exactly what he said. But even just by saying that, you know, what they did in the fourth quarter, as if it was only this one quarter. Now, the Celtics did not play their game well through the first quarter, certainly, you know, letting Steph go off for 21, but they were up at halftime. And so there's been this little bit of revisionist history from the Warriors side where I think it will be very difficult for the Celtics to take game two on the road tonight. But at the same time, you got to wonder if the Warriors have kind of learned their lesson or if they think this was just a fluky affair, you know?
Yeah, it's KJ and Don Darrow. Mego's checking in from San Francisco, 7 in the morning, champion. Do you have the company's expense code if you need it for a really hearty breakfast? I'll sneak it to you, hang out after the show. Can you take us back to what the energy in Oracle Arena was at the end of the third quarter and by time the game end? Can you give us kind of like paint a picture of like what the sounds were when the third quarter was over and what it sounded like in that arena when the game was over?
Sure. It's a beautiful arena. It's brand new. They built it, I think, right before COVID hit. And so everything it's very different from TD Garden, which has a special place in my heart. But the first quarter, I think, was really when the energy was up the most, when Steph was completely going off. That's what those fans love. They love the shooting game. And then even by the third, it was, you know, when they had pulled ahead, when Golden State had pulled ahead. The only time that they really got super rowdy was when Iguodala sank that shot. Because it was kind of like, okay, now everybody's eating tonight, right? Even when they were up 15, it was more just kind of a comfortable feeling in the arena in terms of the home team of, okay, you know, this is the formula. They take the third. This team is historically really good at taking the third quarter, which is what many great teams do. And then once things started to turn in the fourth, I would say the arena emptied pretty quickly.
Wow.
You know, I would say with 3 minutes left or so, that it was like half empty.
So kind of fair weather-ish, would you say?
Well, yeah, it just doesn't happen in Boston. But then again, you know, it's got to get out before beat the traffic. So
wow, I would not think that would be the case for an NBA's final. So let me ask you this. I just want to follow what you just said. So are you saying that if the Celtics punched Golden State in the mouth early on, the fans could be possibly taken out of this game, the whole game?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say, though, that, you know, I think that the fans have a really, how do I put this? I don't know. There's a bit of arrogance of an expectation. Nobody out here thinks that, you know, everybody thinks that the Celtics are massive underdogs. And I'm not sure how much people, unless they're big hoops head, watch the Celtics even before the Heat series. So it's like watching the Heat series, and it's like, man, that's some ugly basketball. You know, I don't think anyone would say that matches the finesse game that the Warriors played. So I think it was a bit of a shock that realizing that they can come back in a single game like that in the manner that they did.
Megan Ottolidi joining KJ and I here on KJ and Dondero. Megan, I want to just ask you this, because there's been some whispers, I'll call it that, of a narrative surrounding Marcus Smart, potentially in that fourth quarter when he wasn't on the floor and Peyton Pritchard was in there hitting threes, he wasn't as excited, or he had his arms folded and wasn't erupting on the bench like some of the other guys were. Is that a thing? Has that been talked about? Has that been acknowledged? Have you heard anything that could create some concern that Smart has a little an issue with not being in there for the entire fourth quarter?
That's interesting. No, I would say absolutely not. We talked to him yesterday, and I think he's completely locked in at practice. You know, he's clowning around. He was clowning Al Horford because he was the last one to get out there, you know, pretending to check his watch and yelling at him that you're late. You know, these guys are in a great place right now. They just came off taking game one from the Warriors, knocking out that record that they've had of winning at home straight through these playoffs. And it, to say that he was angry that he was sitting in the fourth, I mean, he came in and he sank threes, which is like his favorite thing in the world. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Peyton Pritchard continue to play a bigger role in this series than he did last series. But when you're winning, you know, it's all gravy. It's like, okay, your turn now, my turn now, your turn now. It's when things start going south that you really start seeing dysfunction in the chemistry.
All right, Mego, one last before we let you go, and I give you the expense account. Sorry, Mike Kirby upstairs. What would be worse for the Celtics, Steph to go off for 30 points and 5 assists, or Steph to have 20 points and 9 assists? What do you think would bode worse for the Celtics tonight?
It's interesting. Whatever Steph does, it's a little bit of you have to live with it, right? Because he is the star. It's more about the pieces around him that I think will come into play, where you can't let him go off. You can't let him get into that mode where he's just wide open the way that he was in that first quarter. I'm more interested to see what certain guys, like, you know, obviously Clay. If Clay gets going, then that's that's a recipe for disaster from that injury that he's had. But also I'm looking at Jordan Poole, because Jordan Poole had a lousy game, and he's kind of like at times the baby Steph imitator, where if he can come off and start getting hot and there's any combination of Steph and another shooter that's going off, I think that's where it just becomes a numbers game, where Celtics have this great switching defense, but, you know, you can switch all night, and then if they're putting up three after three after three, that just becomes really hard to respond to on the other side of the floor.
KJ, one more from me, Megan. If the Celtics win this game, is the series over? In other words, is this a must-win game for the Warriors in this NBA Finals?
I would never say with that core group of the Warriors that it would be over. after being zero, you know, down two, just because of the historic comeback that that group had against Oklahoma City back in the day. And the truth is, like, it's a lot of the same DNA of this team. So I expect the Warriors to win tonight. I expect them to come out and, you know, have the adjustments that they didn't have in the fourth quarter. But if they go down 0-2, I'll be shocked. But I still would not say the series is over. I expect the series to go seven. I have Celtics in seven, but I expect it to take every game.
Megan Ottolini, part of the MMF show with Maloney and Fourier. You guys have all vowels. Like, someone needs to have a consonant
really
at the end
difficult.
Of their name.
We screw up our reads all the time.
Well, that's a bad thing. Those are the ones that are paid for.
I know. Well, we do repeats, okay?
Well, enjoy your time. Get yourself one of those really expensive breakfasts on the pier. Here's the expense code. Ready for it? You right? You got a pen out? I'm totally
yeah.
kidding. Enjoy.
Okay, text me after.
Text you after, sure. And make sure you order for four and, like, take the rest of it home and just give one away. Say courtesy of Odyssey, right? So, Megan Ottolini out in San Francisco for Game 2 and Game 1. For Celtics Warriors, thank you for hanging out. And KJ and Dondero, we appreciate you. Either go back to sleep or really spend a lot of money on the company's money.
Just thanks, Megan.
have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Mark, that it's a very posh place, and that's totally different from when they were playing in Oakland. And I wonder if that vibe has, just from moving from Oakland to San Francisco, it's kind of changed a little bit of that gritty vibe that Oakland had with that fan base.
Yeah,
you know,
I can
thicker
see that.
Thin versus
sure.
getting out. I gotta, you know, the traffic is bad and trying to get on the 5 is a pain. You know, like, I mean, granted, we have traffic issues here, but we bolt out of the game. It's not out of because we're trying to beat traffic. We're winning by 20. The place is still pretty going to be packed.
Yeah, you're saying it's sort of like the old versus the new Yankee Stadium. Like, that new
yes.
Yankee Stadium just doesn't feel like
seats
the
and
ghosts
everything.
Aren't
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I just think it's more about Curry's older, Thompson's still trying to find his way back from the injury, and the Celtics are just a bunch of badasses.
Well, I think the Celtics, you know, if they make this a game, interesting game through 3.5 quarters, then really, you know, the Warriors really have to really think, can they eat, or are they totally outmatched? Because I think, you know, what Megan was talking about, the arrogance that kind of exists around this team, is that they believe that they're just going to win game two like nobody's going to show up. And that's the great thing about the Celtics, is because if Tatum isn't on, Brown is, Horford may be, or Derek White, or it could be Pritchard. You know, tonight it could be Grant Williams, right? Grant Williams may reappear tonight. And then how do you game plan for all the – it becomes a whack-a-mole for the Warriors once it comes back to – if it comes back, they're down 2-0, and you're coming back to Boston, because now these role players are playing at home, and I'm a big believer that role players do much better at home than they do on the road. And I would find it hard to get past 5 games if the Celtics win tonight.
Yeah, I disagree with Mago. I think that if the Celtics win tonight, this series is over. I don't care what Golden State did against OKC back in the day. I mean, that was a great comeback. But Oklahoma City, that team, you know, I don't know. Defensively, I don't know if they had shown that type of level defensively that the Celtics have shown. And that was a different era of Warriors basketball. Like, all those guys were in their prime back then. They're not 34 years old, 32, coming off an injury, all of that. So I don't agree. They win tonight, the Celtics, it's over.
KJ and Dondero, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We're talking game two tonight. Coming up, we'll play the Draymond Green comments, and we'll go deeper into those, what that really may say about the team. But right now, it's time to trend with Ethan.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. The Celtics are gearing up for Game 2 of the Finals against the Golden State Warriors. They're currently up 1-0 in the series, with tip-off set for 8 p.m. tonight. The Warriors are currently -4 favorites, with the money line sitting at -190 in favor of the Warriors. And the Celtics are sitting at +160, and the over-under sitting at 215.5. The Red Sox downed the Oakland A's yesterday 8-0 off a strong performance by Nick Pivetta, who gave up only 2 hits in 7 innings. Pivetta extended his win streak to 5 with last night's game, while Bogarts and Story both netted 2 runs apiece of the Sox 8 total. The Red Sox look to sweep the A's this afternoon in their 3-game series. First pitch is at 4:07 p.m., and you can catch the pregame show right here starting at 3:07 p.m. on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network. I'm Ethan Risadulu, and that's what's trending here at WEEI and WEEI.com.
All right, trending brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. Call 844-VA-CARES and learn more about the benefits you've earned and deserve. Call 844-VA-CARES.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Turn that up, Ethan. That is timeless classic. Dundere, you know nothing about this, do you?
No. No. What is it?
It's called History Class. The Cars. Best Friend's Girl. Boston's Own. KJ and Dundere. WEEI. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We're talking Celtics, getting ready for game 2 tonight. We'll play the Draymond Green.
Sorry.
Are you kidding?
This song's awful. Nope. Goodbye. Turn it off. Nope. Goodbye. Nope. Awful song. Let's go.
You would wear sneakers. You would wear sneakers to a funeral, wouldn't you?
No.
In 1 minute, we'll get to the Draymond Green comments that he made offhand on his podcast about the Celtics and everything. Let's go to Alex and Lowell. He says, look, he doesn't see this Celtics series ending before 5 games. Alex, thanks for calling KJ and Dundero.
Yeah, guys, even if they win tonight, 4 or 5 games, I'm scared. I'm a big Celtics fan. I'm scared to make that prediction. This team, you'll see, they struggle at home. And if Golden State wins game 3 on Celtics home court, it all of a sudden becomes a must-game win for the Celtics. So don't put it past Golden State, a team with Hall of Famers, to come in here and win 2 games on our home court, because the Celtics struggle at home, and we are historically right now a really good away team.
Alex, thanks for the call.
I understand what he's saying, but this, again, the Celtics haven't lost back-to-back games since March. It's June. You know, if they lose game 3 at home, I would fully expect them to bounce back and win game 4 at home. That's what
it
I
could
expect.
Be. It could be a 3-1 series after 4 games if the Celtics win tonight.
Yeah,
I believe that. I believe it'll be a 3-1 series. Now, where I will give credit to Golden State is being down 3 games is nothing to them. They can get it to a final game and make it super interesting. So if that happens, then something has to give. Celtics would not only have to lose 2 in a row, but they had to have lost 3 in a row.
Let me say this.
They'd have to lose 3 in a row.
It's great that they're able to win on the road, and I love it. You know, that's great. You can have confidence in your ability to win on the road. But I do not care what they have done at home. I would still prefer a big game in this series to be at home. Like, I'm not going to want game 7 in Golden State. I would want that at TD Garden. I don't care how they've played. I'd always prefer to be at home. That's
right,
just
especially
how
with your role players. Yes. You say, look, they'd be much more comfortable, your Grant Williams. Think about it. Imagine if that game 7 against Milwaukee was held in Milwaukee. Does Grant Williams become Grant Williams that game, right? So, I'm sorry, against the Nets. Imagine if that game was, against the Bucks. Imagine if that game was in Milwaukee. Do you believe that Grant Williams goes off the way he does from three?
I'd always prefer to have the home fans in my back pocket. Like, it's just, you'd want it at home. So I would love for this team to be able to close it out at home. It would be nice. Like I said, I think they're going to turn it up. I think the narrative that they can't win, they're not as good at home, is going to become obsolete by the end of this series. I think they're going to play great at home, and I think they're going to win games at home. And I'm not convinced that the Warriors – you looked at some of the reactions to some of those shots the Celtics were making. Even before – I remember it was, a Peyton Pritchard three. The Celtics hadn't even taken the lead yet. I think that three made it 97-94 in the fourth quarter. And how many of those guys on the Warriors on the court slumped over? I mean – Klay Thompson clapping in frustration. A few of their guys, slumping there, moping around. I mean, this team, if they go down 2-0, I don't know how they're going to react. I can't just say, wow, they got this championship pedigree. I have no idea. That was from a long time ago. I don't know how they're going to react if they face significant adversity against this type of team in the Celtics. Adversity they haven't faced since, going back, I guess, to the Oklahoma City 2016 series. It's certainly not in this postseason.
KJ and Dondero on WEEI 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Draymond Green comments after we go to John in Maine. John, thanks for calling the show.
You're welcome. Afternoon. Good morning, Salah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Congratulations, KJ, on picking these two teams in the first round of the playoffs. Great pick. And Dondero, I agree with you. If the Celtics win tonight and go up 2-0, there's no way Golden State's coming back in this series. It's time to acknowledge how good this team is if they win tonight. They've been dominant since mid-January, and it's just there'd be too high of a mountain to climb. I don't think there's any way that Golden State would win 4 out of 5 games against this team. I just don't see it happening.
No way. It's correct.
Yeah, John, we agree. We agree with you. John, thanks for the call. Yeah, so Draymond Green, I guess he's kind of trying to play off like what happened in game one as a bit of a fluke. Here are his comments.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Watch some film. But, they have guys that put pressure on the rim. So you're going to have to rotate and help. And we'll have to figure out where our next rotation is coming from and do it. But, they hit 21 threes, and Marcus Smart, Al Horford, and Derek White combined for 15 of them. So those guys are good shooters, but they combined for, 15 out of 8, where Smart 7, 8, 15 for 23. My math right? 8, 7, and 8, 8, 7, and 8. Yeah, that's 23, right? Yeah. 15 for 23 from those guys, so be fine.
Except for he's not fine.
No, he's not fine. They need to be extremely worried and concerned. I just don't know where you turn. Where do you turn if you're Golden State? Everything that you'd hope to do and everything that they do really well, they did essentially in that game. They got out to a fast start. Check. You always want to do that. They had their onslaught and avalanche of three-pointers where they were able to create separation in the third quarter and really put the Celtics in a tough spot. Check. Wait. They were down at halftime and down at the end of the game despite all of that. Like, so I don't know what you do.
You remember last week when we were talking about Game 7 and if Marcus Smart was left open, do you take the shot? If that was going to be the approach that the Heat took last week, you literally saw that Thursday night. If Draymond Green is wide open, do you take the shot? 0 for 4 from 3. And that's literally where the game completely turned, was when Draymond Green needed to hit buckets and he couldn't. Now, that's why you got the comments from him the way you did. And what we've seen is that Draymond can be so temperamental that he can go missing from a game through a suspension. But we haven't usually seen him go missing from a game. And now he's probably going to be very volatile tonight. So if I'm the Celtics, I kind of poke that bear because the wrong foul or questionable foul called on Draymond, on top of his comments that he made, knowing that he missed key buckets in that run, because if he hits even two of those four threes, it's a different ballgame for the Warriors. The bleeding stops, right? So he didn't come through when the Celtics defense said, it's time for the Draymond Green show. And he couldn't perform. And that's why with a player like Draymond Green, who's very volatile in his emotions, can cost them the series tonight. Either through actions or missing more shots. because he hadn't taken more than 3 three-pointers in any game during this season, in any playoff game. But he had to take 4, and he missed them all. So that's the brilliance of Ime Udoka, is just when you're going to pull the card. Remember how also last week we said, hey, don't use your challenges unless there's like 2 or 3 minutes left in the game? That's exactly what's happening. So the small gamesmanship that Ime is playing, the Celtics remind me of like the young Spurs as they started to win their championships. Just the DNA of kind of like, if you look on paper, you say, okay, maybe this guy will beat us and maybe this guy will do damage to us. And you get caught up on what you see on paper. And then when it gets on the floor, it beats you up like a girl who's just straight muscular.
I just don't know where they're going to win. Like, I don't see how they win the series. Like, where do they win the series? The Celtics just have proven they can beat you in so many different ways.
Yeah.
How are they going to win? They're good defensively. They can shoot. They can take it to the lane. They got length. They're tough. They're mentally tough. If they get down, they're not out of it. They can win at home. They can win on the road. They're not like there's nothing that they can't do. I know they haven't played great at home, but they did win that key huge game 7 at home. So you can't say they're just completely inept at home. I just don't see how Golden State is going to piece together 4 wins, especially after what happened in game 1. I just can't see it.
Yeah, everything's about adjustment. So you say before game 1 starts, the Warriors probably like, okay, we got to just watch Tatum and Brown. Now you have to game plan for Derek White because he's been making. In fact, here's Derek White after the game the other night talking about all those threes that went down for
him. I kind of figured they would guard me like that going into the series. I mean, they guarded me like that last time we played them. So, I missed my first two, but they felt great. So I just stay confident. I mean, teammates, coach staff always tell me to stay confident. So it's good to see that one go down. Just got to roll from there.
Yeah, so his confidence is already running high. You know, Jaylen Brown went 10 for 23, 24 points. You know, like
I didn't give Jaylen Brown enough credit after the game when I was on. Jaylen Brown, what he did in the fourth quarter there was huge, huge. Just timeliness and the way he just took over for that stretch to get the Celtics back in the game. Now, he couldn't do it by himself. He didn't take over the game necessarily. But the fact that he was able to take over for that stretch was so huge for the Celtics. I got to give him more credit. That was front runner for finals MVP, I think, is Jaylen Brown. One game.
Vegas would say that it's actually Tatum. But Jaylen Brown would be a smart play. I think it's like plus 1,000.
I think Jaylen Brown was the MVP of game 1 for the Celtics.
Oh, absolutely, because going into that fourth quarter, the worry would have been like, okay, you're down 12, and your defense and your offense has already been stagnant through your star.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't step in, a 12-point lead could easily become a 20-point blowout in game 1. And then how the Celtics approaching game 2 is now a lot more desperation. And the thing is, you don't want to fall into a desperate situation playing against Golden State, because that's where they really thrive, is just when you think that you're doing enough to pull away and win it, they hit you. Now they have to come out and win a game at the end of the buzzer, and you don't know how hard Golden State would have to get the win if they get the win. Again, the Celtics were the number one team in the league. They were the only team in the league to hold their opponents to under 50% from 2. So if you've got a team that wants to shoot the 3, they've got to shoot the 3 even better than what they normally do. It's literally almost as if the Warriors walk right into what the Celtics do best. Stifle you from inside of 2 and hold you to virtually no offensive rebounds. That's why we mentioned earlier last hour when Golden State started getting those offensive rebounds, it's like, hey, they should not be able to do that at all. The size is not there. So if they eliminate those errors of allowing offensive rebounds at any point in this game, I'm with you. How do the Warriors win this game?
I know we got to take Scott. He's on the phone. But I just wanted to go back to this point. It's striking the similarities between this Celtics team and the 2001 Patriots in terms of how they created this, what could be a championship team. The Celtics this year were 25-25. The Patriots that year were 5-5. Then they went on runs. The Celtics in the playoffs, to this point, they've proven they can beat the team that has a lot of length and can take it to the rack in Giannis. They've proven they can beat the shooters with KD and Kyrie, and if they win this series, all the shooting at Golden State. They've proven they can beat the team, you know, that has all the toughness and defensive prowess, and they're mentally tough, and they can win at home. They can win on the road, Game 7 against Milwaukee, Game 7 against Miami. The Patriots, they were able to win in 2001 at home in the snow against the Raiders. They go on the road, they beat the Steelers, they win a big game in the championship game. They go to the Super Bowl, they beat the greatest show on turf, on turf. They beat you in any way possible. This Celtics team and that Patriots, it's just so striking how similar they are in terms of their path to a championship.
Okay, we can let Scott in now.
Sorry, I just needed to go on that.
I see. 617-779-7937. It's KJ and Don Darrow. Scott in Connecticut, thanks for calling the show. You're on the air.
All right, thanks, guys. Hey, I wanted to go back to Draymond Green's kind of comments and surprise about the 15 of 23, you know, from Marcus Smart, Al Horford, and who's the third guy there?
Derek White. Smith. Derek White, yep.
I'm sorry, Derek White, yeah. Hey, anyways, okay, these guys have been – now, I know 15 of 23 is a high percentage, but these guys have been hitting a lot of shots throughout the playoffs, a lot of threes, and – you know, I wonder if he's talking about, okay, we decided not to guard them or whatever it was. But I don't think he can be that surprised. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they shot 50%. Okay, 50-23 is a little more than that. But, you know, there's no way Golden State could say, okay, we're not going to guard these guys. We're going to leave them open. I think they just had to pick their poison. And that's what they gave up, and they got burned. But, you know, I'm not sure what adjustment they're going to make.
Exactly.
Because, you know, like you guys said earlier, you got Williams that didn't hit any threes. Pritchard didn't do that well. I mean, I know Tice hit a three, but it's like there's a lot of guys that Brown and Tatum can drive and dish to, and it's a killer when they start hitting, and they've done it a lot.
Scott, thanks for the call. Yeah, so here's Draymond said it in that quote where he said, we've got to work on our rotations, which they were expecting to do more perimeter guarding on Tatum and Brown than what ended up happening, right? Because if all these other guys are getting shots, that means people are collapsing towards Brown and Tatum. And so this is a make or miss league, I've heard. So those guys are going to be open to hit those shots. We've seen Al Horford hitting those threes from the corner, being left over out on the drive and kick. Derek White, same thing. Peyton Pritchard hitting the corner from the three, hitting the three from the corner. So those guys are designed to hit shots. So I think Draymond was more surprised that they were consistent in hitting those shots versus them being open. I mean, what are they supposed to do when they're open?
So just to play devil's advocate a bit, and just to be fair, one of the things the Warriors could hope for, and this isn't the best place to be if you're the Warriors because you're essentially just kind of hoping the Celtics beat themselves. But we saw as early as recently as the Miami series, the Celtics would then mysteriously come back and after a big win, and then go into like a malaise almost. And
the November Celtics,
one of those, right? Like in Game 3. That was the worst part of the Miami series. After the huge Game 2 win, they come home and they go down 26 points to Miami. I guess I'd have to keep the door open for something like that to happen again. So I guess that is where you – because other than that
– well, here's why I think it would be different, right? If we're talking about the modern NBA player, everything is about beating the Warriors, right? The Warriors are the gold standard for many of these players. This is where you'd have to say, hey, if we've already gotten one game from them, we need to get another game off of them as soon as possible. So zero room for error. There's no room for experimentation. This would be the time where, like, you have the foot on their neck. They've got to adjust to what you've done. You don't really have to adjust to what Golden State's done because what they do best, they did and still lost. So it's up to Golden State to make the adjustment to you. So why, as the Celtics, would you suddenly change stripes mid-race knowing that you beat this team by 12 and scored 40 on them in the quarter where they thrive? You watch any Golden State game, even the Dallas series. Oh, it looks like Dallas is making a run, and then here comes Golden State, like literally with a souped-up race car right past you. So,
you know, I understand.
They beat them in that realm, and you just continue to stay in that realm.
You are what you are. I get that. And the Celtics have been sort of a roller coaster, and they do it the hard way and all those things. But at this point, you know, if I'm Ime Udoka in the Celtics team, you know, going back to that 2008 comparison, like I said earlier, you'd think at some point it's like enough is enough. Like, we're going to be, like, if I'm the Celtics, I make sure, damn sure, that I play a good game tonight and there is no malaise. Even if you lose, You are not going to come out and just, you know, turn over.
Make them work for it. Yeah.
Make them work. Make them beat you. Make them play an outstanding, perfect game, essentially, to beat you if they're going to beat you. You cannot just give them the game. That would be my main concern and my main focus if I'm Ime Udoka tonight.
KJ and Dondero, 617-779-7937, WEEI. We're wrapping it up here next where there's a Celtics parody. It's a surprise, Mark.
Okay.
That's next. Thanks for hanging out. KJ and Dondero, WEEI, thank you so much for spending the last 1 hour, 45 minutes with us. All of it, both hours of the show will be available at the Odyssey app. Weekend shows, type in KJ and Dondero or just KJAA and then it'll populate. You're both hours. Thanks to Megan Odolini joining us from San Francisco earlier this hour. I did send her the corporate text codes for the expense report. So hopefully she'll be bringing back some nice
souvenirs. Are they not going to let her eat breakfast on the company if they sent her out
there? No, but she can continue to shop. Bring us back some souvenirs, man.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Souvenir? What souvenirs?
Souvenirs!
Thank you!
A little finals ball.
Like, something from San, something that says you've been somewhere else or you've seen something else. I've never been to San Francisco. Maybe, you know, I've been to Seattle. If I was in Seattle, I'd bring you back a souvenir, Mark.
It better be a Ken Griffey Jr. thing. I'm a big Griffey guy.
What if I told you that I have the very last program that Ken Griffey was listed as an active player? Literally, I went to the one Seattle Mariners game I went to the next day on KING TV, breaking news, Ken Griffey retires.
So I don't care about that.
Well, then I don't care. Enough.
I mean, nothing again. I had a program.
Text line,
I need a program.
37937. We'll get to these final texts. Ethan, go ahead, shoot.
So the first text that I have here is someone asking about how good you guys think the championship DVD is going to be for the Celtics once they finish off this series.
So here's the thing.
All time great, it won't be DVD, though.
Listen, no offense.
Everything's
but
streaming.
Unfortunately, with the access we have and the multimedia opportunities that are out there, the DVDs of today's champions aren't as captivating as they were back in 2001 when we didn't have access to all that footage.
Dude, this would be all-time final
boss.
But
in terms of the past, yes. The there were no softies, there were no cupcakes, they earned everything. It's one of the most enjoyable runs to a championship in recent memory. Just, you beat great team after great team after great player after great player. It's an awesome compilation of wins.
Even you'd have that little quote of what Kyrie said to the fans after that loss in TD Garden. You know, that should have gotten him fined or suspended.
Yeah, it's not like like some of those years where the Patriots like mopped a bad Steelers team in the AFC Championship game and there wasn't much to look at.
Would be all-time.
This is an all-time.
I did it in one sentence. All right, next text. Ethan, next text.
Yeah. The second one here is someone asking what you guys thought about the looks and how open some of the shots were that the Celtics were getting in that first game. And my question for that would be, do you guys think that same thing is going to happen tonight?
Yeah, I think they're going to get their shots. I don't know about – look,
the other thing – different people.
The Celtics, obviously, they didn't play great defense in the first quarter either. So, Draymond, I would expect that to change a little bit. I think the Celtics will get their shots, whether they're contested or open. They have guys that can score. They're going to get their shots.
I think Grant Williams is the unprepared for study for the Warriors. I don't think they're really looking at it because Grant Williams has kind of disappeared. But if Grant Williams has a big game tonight, it's whack-a-mole for the Warriors of who the role player that would step up.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't do parodies all the time because, you know, sometimes you get stereotyped like, gosh, you're so tall, you must have played basketball. Or did you used to break dance? Or I've heard these in my life.
Are you tall?
I am.
How tall?
Of course I am.
How
6'4".
Tall? Are you 6'4"?
6'4"?
Yes.
You didn't strike me as a tall guy.
I know how to play 5'11".
Have you ever had somebody tell you that you don't sound as tall as you are before?
Or I don't sound, can somebody sound the way tall? That my hue, you know, like, you don't sound like a brada. So I've heard all of those.
I didn't
say that.
You're a tall
you haven't
guy.
Said that. Yeah, you're talking. But I've heard all those along with breakdancing and basketball, and you don't sound the way you look and stuff like that. I've heard all of that.
I want to hear the parody. Come on.
That's what it's leading into, okay? I'm into music all types of. Now, Mark, I have to say, your music taste is only one level above Barrett's on the food chain. And Barrett doesn't listen to music at all. That's almost
diabolical. I like a lot of different music.
Okay, so I say that to say this. This is a parody about the Celtics and this finals and a little bit of a history. It's a celebratory song. It's from based off of a song called Finally by C.C. Peniston. It is a dance song. You may or may not know it. I don't care. So, Ethan, hit it.
Take the heat, angry freak, and KD, wow. Take down Steph and the refs, championship now. Beat the heat, angry freak, and KD, wow.
Oh, oh my God, finally, the Celtics are in the NBA Finals. The LeBron years over, the bubble over, the fighting over, Danny Ainge.
I don't know what happened there. Hold on.
That's crazy. It's just like,
who said hello?
That was me.
I don't know what happened there.
It felt like the power went out. Can you? Is there a way to re-crank that?
Because right. it's not playing for me.
Wow.
What? Yeah, because it can't be played again after this.
Is that cheering I hear out on the street? No. I'm just kidding. I don't know that song. You're right. I didn't know that song. I looked it up. 91. So, you know.
It's a dance song.
Dance song.
Well, what is in essence, it's saying, look, get the ring, 18th banners, what the fans want to see. Look, you look like this team was heading for failure. You know, whether it was a bogus person like Kyrie Irving or Kemba and Gordon's knees or Marcus Smart's obsession with taking threes.
Real quick, before we go, we got to just point out, I think the job that Ime Udoka has done can't be undersold. Like, he has completely changed.
It's not undersold to me. I've always been a champion of it.
It shouldn't be, because he has completely changed everything that they want, everything that they needed, whether that was, because I remember saying this back in June of last year, they needed sort of like an Alex Cora equivalent for the Celtics. They got it. They needed an infusion of sort of that KG energy and that toughness. I think they get that with Ime Udoka.
People wanted KG to be the head coach?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Well, they get that with Ime Udoka. They've got a little bit of that. That edge, that anger, that all whatever KG brings from a mentality standpoint, I think he gives that to the Celtics. What a home run this guy has been. Tactically, you know, in terms of like the rotations, he really can do it all. I don't want to go too far. They got to win this series, but this guy has been awesome, and that can't be undersold.
Ethan, you're not be able to get the machine back up, have you?
I'm working on it. It's just given, I think it's frozen, honestly.
How's it frozen inside of an internal system? That's crazy. That's crazy.
The world doesn't. It's not going to happen.
You prayed for this to happen.
I did not,
Mark.
I did not.
Did you pray for this?
I did not. I didn't. I did not sabotage your song. I promise. I was sitting here listening. You know, I didn't know the song. Whatever. Is this
what's that? Say that again.
Well, I don't know. It's like you said. It's a dance song.
You know what it is. You know what it is. I worked at another station.
It's on the B side of We Got a Love Thang. In case you were wondering.
See, here's what's funny. You can have Google in front of you to say that.
Yeah.
But instead of just like pulling it up and saying, oh, wow, I've seen this show up as a video. This is what this is. Oh, or, okay, I've heard this play.
Like, if you have a parody and I've never heard of the song,
you've not heard of none of them. You didn't even know who the Cars were earlier.
Look, we're from different eras. Whatever.
Wait a minute.
People out there that know, you know this song. They like it better than me.
That's like me saying, you know, That Paul Revere thing. Where did he really ride? You know, did he really ride? You know, I didn't say it. Look, you have to be knowledgeable of what's in front of you and your surroundings.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to ride. I'm not out there riding like Paul Revere. You're trying to recreate this magic here with these songs. Somebody probably likes them. I'm
not talking to the parodies are literally designed to be liked like Beavis and Butthead. Either you love them or you hate them.
Well,
there's really no in between.
I don't hate it. I'm just saying if the song is something I've never heard, it's hard for me to really.
Well, you want me to do one? Even flow. Come on, no.
Well, no. But I mean, that's a great song. Maybe like a song that everybody knows. Like everybody, the most songs.
What's in everybody? That's okay. There you go.
Like, there's songs that everybody knows. Like
okay, in a specific world, that everybody knows. It was a top 10 Billboard hit, but nobody knows it. Okay,
top 10 Billboard hit from 1991.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Fine.
You knew the Nirvana one.
Yeah.
And that's from what? What year is that from?
I like that one.
1991.
Well, everybody should know that song.
Everything is not from 1991. Fitzy and Harder next. KJ and Dondero. at Mark Dondero on Twitter, at KJ Carson, at WEEI. Don't forget, Red Sox going for the sweep against. They can make it. They can get to 500 today.
Like, why don't you give me like a 50 cent in the club type? Like, I know those.
Oh, because now I got to bring all the rap songs?
I don't care. Give me. Why don't you do a Limp Bizkit Nookie rap or something?
Because Limp Bizkit sucks.
All right, well, whatever. I know, like, give me another song. Britney Spears. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to do Britney Spears.
I'd be funny. She's gone off the rails.
Fitzy and Hart crying out loud. Thank you again, Mego from San Francisco. She'll check in throughout. Celtics, I think they pull off the upset tonight.
Yeah, 120, 111 Celtics.
I'm going to go 108, 106 Celtics. Have a great Sunday. Thanks for hanging out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.